Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Recently, the Associated Press filed a Freedom of Information request in Illinois, the results of which revealed that some abortion facilities in Illinois had gone up to 15 years without inspections, and two now have closed after regulators found health and safety violations. The revelations are nothing short of shocking, painting a picture of an abortion industry that had long since grown comfortable with not being challenged. After having been given a slap on the wrist and given the choice between paying a small fine and closing, the Rockford-based Northern Illinois Women's Center surprisingly voluntarily closed. The Associated Press reported that last October, the Women's Aid Clinic in the Chicago suburb of Lincolnwood closed when the owner decided to surrender its license rather than pay a $36,000 fine or endure an expensive legal fight with the state. The fine was for violations including the clinic's failure to perform CPR on a patient who died after a procedure. Its owner told the AP her clinic was safe and she felt victimized by the surprise inspection after 15 years. Wait, she felt victimized because of an inspection? What about the countless women who had been through the clinic? The AP's lead is that the revelations surrounding abortionist Kermit Gosnell's West Philadelphia House of Horrors explains the greater scrutiny of Illinois abortion clinics. And with a backlog of neglected inspections, one in Chicago 16 years ago, another in a suburb of Wooddale 15 years ago, they will have plenty to do. State regulators say, the AP reports, ideology isn't involved. Why would there be, unless the ideology was to ignore slothful, dangerous abortion clinics? We've seen legislators in Kansas, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Utah working to tighten up lax inspection standards. The impetus clearly was Gosnell's clinic, as the AP story writes, where late-term abortions were routinely performed by untrained staff, and viable newborns died by having their spinal cords cut with scissors. What was not known until the AP's Freedom of Information request was that those reports also spurred the Illinois Department of Public Health into action, said Karen Sanger, who supervises licensing and regulation of healthcare facilities in the state. The documents show the state began quietly increasing the inspections of its clinics last year. It was a departmental decision, Sanger said, adding the Philadelphia case gave us a focus and motivation to find out when was the last time we were in these facilities. Last year, when Illinois inspectors visited all 9 licensed abortion clinics that are defined as pregnancy termination centers, a category that limits them to first trimester abortions, they found they hadn't been inspected for years, some since the mid-1990s. But what about centers that perform more services than first trimester abortions and are classified as ambulatory surgery centers? Sanger said she didn't know how many there are of them. Local pro-lifers told the AP there are 4, but in any event, they weren't inspected. The AP reports that there is a third category of facilities which isn't licensed or inspected in the state, those that are considered to be similar to doctor's offices. And surprise, surprise, Planned Parenthood clinics fall into this category. The AP interviewed Larissa Rowanski, a co-owner of the Women's Aid Clinic in Lincolnwood, who told the AP that her clinic helped women and provided the best care that a professional clinic could provide. The AP story notes, however, but Illinois inspection reports detail citations for practices such as frozen TV dinners stored in a biohazard lab refrigerator that also held placental or fetal tissue, the clinic's dusty equipment, lack of a supervising registered nurse, and failure to perform CPR on a patient who later died also drew citations. Kudos to the AP for doing some real investigative reporting. Unfortunately, for mothers and their unborn children, it's a report that could most likely be written about abortion clinics in virtually every other state.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization.